Intermediate Listening Test 8, Part 1, Transcript 18, Taxis in Italy.
Thousands of taxi drivers converged on government buildings in Rome on Wednesday. They are protesting plans to increase the number of licenses. Prime Minister Romano Prodi said his government will not change its plans. There is a lot at stake for the drivers. They drove into town from all over Italy, but they brought traffic in the capital to a standstill. For decades, particularly the taxi drivers, have been a protected category of workers. They sold licenses to run a taxi to family members, or, for a lot of money, up to $250,000, to strangers. Now they are threatened to what amounts to a loss of their life savings. Italy's new government is cracking down on protected categories of workers, not only taxi drivers, but also lawyers and dispensing chemists, in the interest of a better deal for the consumer. But Romano Prodi has come up against unexpectedly stiff resistance. Rome's taxi drivers are standing firm.
We are all here, as you can see, cars from all over Italy. We need to go ahead. This is going to be indefinite. On the 11th of July, we will have a very big strike. But every day will be more or less like this until these people tear up this decree.
Some Italian workers have inherited attitudes dating back to Benito Mussolini's time 70 years ago, when the state guaranteed the rights of different categories of workers. It was called cooperativism. But in the 21st century, the workplace has changed, whether the taxi drivers like it or not. The government intends to weather the storm and is refusing to give in to the taxi drivers' demands. So the traffic chaos looks likely to continue, and tourists marooned at the airport with their luggage are going to have to take the bus for the foreseeable future.